Hey, it's Brian and Trisha. We are at AT&T Morning Line at Kentucky Derby Museum at Churchill Downs. The coverage is brought to you by Magnolia Bank, DerbyBags.com, and Clark Jewelers. And we'd like to welcome Dan Mann, Executive Director of Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Glad to have you here. And the airport probably didn't get as much activity in the last couple of years, but things have really started to change lately. So how is it prepared for the Derby?
Oh, I mean, we start months in advance just making sure everything's working. But this next 2 weeks, it really is the final touches on it. So we'll bring in thousands of roses. It's sometimes the first impression for people coming to Kentucky and Louisville. And so we want them to feel like they're coming to Kentucky, have a Derby experience. We have folks dressed up in their Derby best, handing out flowers, 80 musicians. We really put on a show, so people are impressed when they come through. But outside of that, you've got all the heavy metal, the corporate aircraft, the business aircraft coming in. We actually close down taxiways and ramps to park all these aircraft for the folks who want to come in and have a special Derby experience.
Got to have room for them.
Exactly. We don't have enough ramp space. That's why we close the taxiways. It's pretty impressive come Thursday, Friday, to see all those aircraft out there that is not everybody thinks the commercial side of it, but G5s, all these corporate business aircraft. It's amazing to see. Who knew there was that many people that had their own aircraft flying in for
Derby? So what's new at the airport since the last time you were on the morning line back in 2019?
Oh my gosh, everybody said, oh, how are we going to get through coronavirus? And I said, you know how we're going to get through it? We're going to grow air service. We're going to be better than we were before. We embarked on a $400 million terminal program. We are working on the biggest geothermal field in the country. 600 wells, 500 feet deep. It's going to save $400,000 in utility costs, but it's good for the environment. We added air service. We added two new airlines, Spirit and Breeze Airlines. So we've been really busy while you were gone.
Wow. So the next 3 to 5 years, this is some of those projects that you're working on.
Next 3 to 5 years, we're continuing to improve the terminal. We're redoing all our HVAC, new restrooms, new customer service experiences. We moved rental cars, so they're covered now. It's just been an amazing amount of activity. And this terminal program is probably going to last another 5 years. So, and we're not going to give up on air service. We are going to continue to grow air service. We got some great opportunities, I think, moving forward.
All right. Dan Mann, Executive Director of the Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.